Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Air Purifier Thunderstorm. The three-pack is back. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Just a quick update, because people have been asking for us to continue to follow this Ghislaine Maxwell trial. Her lawyer, Bobby Sternheim, invoked the Bible at the start of her opening sentence, arguing that women have been condemned for crimes committed by men since the beginning of time. Ever since Eve was accused of tempting Adam with the apple, women have been blamed for the bad behavior of men. It's a bold move to bring the Bible in the first opening statement.
What crime of man is she being? What?
It gets even weirder.
What?
I thought this quote was weirder. In many regards, now this is when Sternheim said that the Epstein victims were seeking cash. She was trying to accuse them of only being after money. She said, in many regards, he was like a 21st century James Bond. His mystery has stirred interest. His accusers have shaken the money tree and millions of dollars have fallen their way.
Yeah, exactly.
James Bond is like, please don't bring me into this. This is not good.
I mean, apparently he spent a lot of time in secret bases all over the world, but I think that's about where the comparison stops.
Yeah, it's not going to go well, I don't think, for Ghislaine Maxwell. But here's something really strange, and I normally wouldn't play this right at the beginning of the show, but I'll probably forget if we don't get to it. I saw this on Twitter yesterday. I saw Geraldo Rivera was trending on Twitter. And most of the time when Geraldo's trending, it's because he got into a fight with Dan Bongino. And he like freaks out and says, I'm a 10-time Emmy Award winning reporter with his mustache and he's all mad. And I've never really had an issue with Geraldo.
I'm a 10-time Emmy winner.
I think he's a bit of a goofball. But I think a lot of people are goofballs. I can be a bit of a goofball. But after yesterday and after kind of doing more research into Geraldo, I'm realizing that my opinion on him is quickly changing. It's always strange when you jump to the defense of someone like Ghislaine, however you want to pronounce it, Omicron. I don't know. The pronunciations today are going to be all over the place.
Yes, you like potato, I like potato. You like tomato, I like tomato.
I thought I nailed Omicron, and then I started getting texts that, no, you said Omicron. I didn't. But then I got other texts saying, oh, the O in Omicron is a long O, which I guess means it would be Omicron. And I just want to say, back off, haters, okay? I'm doing the best I can. You can call it. I found out about this thing basically yesterday. So forgive me if I'm not nailing the pronunciation. Please be more concerned with the way President Biden says it. Ami corn pop, whatever he's going to come out with. Don't worry about how I'm saying it. Anyway, though, back to Ghislaine. So Geraldo decides that he is going to defend Ghislaine Maxwell, which is immediate red flag. That is something that gets everyone on Twitter talking. And it got really heated. It really did. And he was with Dagan McDowell, who I love. Dagan is always spitting facts. And he was on The Five. And just take a listen. And we might have to stop it here and there. But let's listen to Geraldo get very upset defending Ghislaine. Cut 7.
I am outraged by the Maxwell case. You talked about Daryl Brooks, the creep who ran over his girlfriend, then killed 6 people in the parade. And he was out of $1,000 bail. Ghislaine Maxwell has been in jail for 17 months for no bail. They gave her no bail. She is sitting in prison prior to trial, accused, get this, of events that happened between 1994 and 1997.
She's a flight risk.
She offered to put up a $28.5 million bond.
She's going to escape to a country that has no extradition.
So you take her You throw her in solitary confinement.
Allow me to educate you on solitary the federal confinement. Bail law.
17 months.
Hold on. Pause here before Dagan just destroys him, because that's how we'll end it. First, I want to mention you hear in the beginning of that clip, he pounded the table. He had a little pound of the table. And as the old adage goes, if the facts are on your side, pound the facts. If the law is on your side, pound the law. If neither is on your side, pound the table. And I think that's really how Geraldo has built his career, pounding the table. Now, his problem is that she was never given the opportunity to post bail. She is the definition of a flight risk. She actually hid out for like weeks in New Hampshire or something. I can't think of another case where someone's more of a clear flight risk. It's the stupidest thing it's the stupidest hill to die on, I guess is how I put it.
She literally ran an international network of tunnels and hiding places.
She's
to
like Dr.
traffic
Evil.
Human beings.
Yeah, she's like Dr. Evil. There's no
literally every. She has citizenship, I think, in every country. She has probably those offshore. Like, she is absolutely a flight risk.
Yeah, she's like Lex Luthor. She's the definition of a flight risk. And Geraldo, I don't know if it's the hair, if it's too thick, nothing's getting through. He's not understanding it. So allow Dagan to just decimate his argument.
17
a sex trafficker.
I am defending just
sex trafficker.
The prosecutor in this case are guilty of political lawyering.
She deserves to sit in jail.
Because you don't even know she's guilty. How do you know?
Because she's a flight risk because she was hiding during COVID.
She was not hiding.
In the Northeast.
She bought a house.
Oh, yes,
in New
Hampshire. Was. A $1 million house.
They hold
her. Let me educate you
because
really
they don't
quickly.
Have a case.
Let me see.
They have no case.
This is the segment I'm running.
They're trying not to try Jeffrey
Epstein. Here's the federal bail law. You're allowed, in 1984, Congress passed federal bail law. You're allowed to deny bail on two grounds, flight risk and danger to the community.
Where is Ghislaine Maxwell? Maxwell going to hide? Where is she going to hide?
Everywhere.
She can hide overseas because nobody knows
right
where the money
here.
Is.
This is ridiculous.
Way to stand
injustice.
Up for a sex trafficker.
Mob justice.
One more thing is next.
Mob justice.
Anyone else getting the sense, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist or anything like that, but it's just, you know, I'm not going to get myself in trouble. I'll just say it's a weird thing to get that upset about. And to start pounding the table and to start freaking out about Ghislaine Maxwell not being able to post bail. I mean, and the part of this that I want to go off of here, it's a little segue, is that he does mention Daryl Brooks. Now, that's a case that everyone should be outraged about. Every single person on your TV should be as mad as Geraldo is about Ghislaine Maxwell, about what happened in Waukesha. And instead, you're not hearing anything about it. The only time you'll see a headline on Waukesha now is if they're talking about that crazy SUV that ran all those people down, that damn SUV. By the way, have we found that SUV yet? Is that SUV in prison? Is that SUV?
Why is that SUV not out on bail? 17 months.
This is mob justice. That SUV deserves a chance at bail. Jared is absolutely right.
It should be allowed to be made electric by Mayor Pete.
It's insane. And someone actually said yesterday, and I don't know who it was, but it's a game we play a lot in the news media, which is imagine if, you know, it's a little bit of whataboutism plus hypothetical theorizing. And you just say, imagine, let's just alternate universe here, bizarro world. Okay. Imagine if it was a white person who went into a predominantly black neighborhood and mowed down 7 black people. Actually, like, I think it was more, we're in 30s or 40s or 50, the amount of people that actually were injured, but killed, I think the number is up to 8 now, if I'm not mistaken. Do you think that would be a story on CNN, the lead story for, I don't know, 10 years? That would be the lead story, and they're not even covering this. Joe Biden won't even go to Waukesha. He's too busy signing things. He has no idea what he's signing. He's too busy looking up at the ceiling and saying, look at what pretty place we're in.
Brian, he's going to moderate the rest, but I warn you, I'm going to intervene with questions with your permission. Isn't this a pretty place?
He He's got time to walk around the White House, including the fake White House that's built in the backyard. He has time to spend 5 days on Nantucket, going to Christmas tree lightings and staying at a multi-million dollar home of a billionaire, David Rubenstein, co-founder of the Carlyle Group. He has time to call it Omicron. He has time for all of that, but he doesn't have time to go to Waukesha and see those families. And it's really sickening because the disrespect from places like the Washington Post and CNN to run those headlines with a straight face to say, oh, SUV, oh, the crash, the accident in Waukesha. How dare you, really? There's a little kid who's dead. He was like 8 years old. And you can't even be honest for his family's sake. Like, forget the rest of us. Forget the commentators. Forget the people who point out the hypocrisies on Twitter. On a serious note, think about the families. You can't just be honest about, you can't even give them that level of respect to be truthful about how their family members were murdered. And I want to play a little bit of Ron DeSantis here because he was really going after the media. This is just another reason I think he's a front runner in 2024. Let's play Governor Ron DeSantis, cut 14.
Let's just be clear. This was not a car just driving in. This was an attack by a felon who did that, who should not have been on the street. And we'll see what the actual motivation was. It very well may have been in response to what happened with Kyle Rittenhouse. And you have to wonder if that's the case. Almost assuredly, this guy's view of Rittenhouse was colored by all these media lies. He brought a rifle across state lines. That's a lie. They said that the initial altercation with Jacob Blake, that Blake was unarmed. That's a lie. They covered up Blake's criminal history. And then they said that Rittenhouse shot. And first of all, when you're self-defense, it doesn't matter, you know, kind of what race or, but they would say that he shot, most people didn't know that he shot three white people. People thought, so that's what the media has been doing. And they tend to point a target on law enforcement's back. But this is just wrong. And these lies have got to stop. And if it doesn't fit your narrative, sweeping the facts under the rug is not doing the service that people deserve. It is what we expect, unfortunately, from a lot of these places.
No, it's absolutely what we expect, but it doesn't make it any less horrendous. 844-500-4242. We'll talk about this. We'll talk about the media. I've got a couple of Brian Stelter cuts. And I also want to talk about COVID because New Zealand just got some really exciting news that I want to share with you guys. And also, Joe Biden let us in on a secret yesterday. You've been told that you can take your mask off when you're eating or drinking, but it turns out there's a third reason you can take your mask off. No, it's not Nantucket shopping with Jilly Bean. It's a different reason. So stay tuned for that. Now more than ever, there are so many reasons to be a grateful nation. And in large part, we have our military and our veterans to thank for our liberties and our freedoms. Isn't that so true? National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 18th. This is such an amazing, heartfelt way to give back. You'll feel good doing it. You can join in the mission to remember our fallen heroes. Honor those who currently serve and their families, and you have the opportunity to teach younger generations the value of their freedoms. A $15 donation, that's all it is. It's a $15 donation to Wreaths Across America, and it sponsors a fresh, handmade balsam fir wreath from Maine with a single red bow. The veterans' wreaths have become a gift of America's respect. The circular wreath, made with 10 balsam bouquets, is a catalyst for unity, healing, and an expression of gratitude. What started with America's most hallowed ground at Arlington National Cemetery has grown to ceremonies at close to 3,000 participating locations across the country and overseas. Please sponsor a veterans wreath today and show your appreciation for our veterans. Go to wreathsacrossamerica.org. That's wreathsacrossamerica.org. Please donate now. We will be back with your calls. I see a lot of people want to talk about inflation, how this Omicron is going to affect travel, affect the economy. I'm sure people have seen that the Dow is down today. The Dow futures dropped 300 points amid Omicron COVID concerns. We'll talk a little bit about that. So much more to get to today. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curly.
CNN, though, there's something in the water there. It's like you work there for a few weeks, you immediately have a superpower where you feel absolutely no shame. Chris Saliza just tweets out, "The disconnect between Fox News and all other cable is striking. Fox is currently doing a long segment on Smollett trial, other networks doing COVID coverage." What? CNN's Chris Saliza is going to lecture us on how Fox is not paying attention to what's important? Has Chris Saliza weighed in on Chris Cuomo sending Melissa DeRosa tips on how to handle his brother's career that's burning up in flames? No, I'm sure Chris conveniently left that out. He was probably too busy working with Brian Stelter on the latest January 6th piece or discussing how dangerous memes are. You know, we don't have time for potato heads.
There's no time for potato heads.
Thank you, Chris Saliza, for your input. Keep watching Fox News. You know, Stephen Miller had a really great point today. He said, if Fox News just did 24/7 coverage of Chris Cuomo, that would be a reason for CNN to stop reporting on what Fox News is covering, because then they wouldn't go near it. And by the same token, I think that they're so desperate to not talk about Chris Cuomo that, hey, maybe they'll start talking about Waukesha. Who knows the level of desperation they will reach? Anne, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Anne.
Good afternoon, Grace. My name is Anne, and I'm calling to say I think you've diverted the attention quite enough onto CNN. Isn't it time to start talking about some problems, the real problem of Joe Biden in the White House and the inflation that he's promoting and causing?
Yeah, inflation is really bad right now. And where have you noticed it the most in your life?
Well, I notice it at the gas pumps when I get gas. But in addition to that, this is a man of no character. He's hobnobbing with the rich and famous on Nantucket, while 13 families who lost honorable Navy SEALs have an empty place at the table for Thanksgiving. Did he send any remorse statements to the family of these 13 dead SEALs?
Yeah, I don't.
With blood.
Yeah, they were U.S. service members. They weren't Navy SEALs. But I do see your point. And he is definitely someone who seems to be okay avoiding any of these tough conversations. I mean, that entire horrible thing that happened in Afghanistan, he just talked his way out of it. He talked about Bo. He talked about himself. He never really expressed any remorse for the horrible way it unfolded. And right now, when it comes to inflation, I'm happy to talk about that. I'm happy to discuss with people what they think. I mean, now what we're really hearing is that there's going to be a return to these lockdowns. I do not believe that is true. I don't believe Joe Biden can afford for that to happen. I think that for a long time, people thought, oh, that's, you know, if they lock everyone down, then they can control the elections and mail-in voting. But I tend to disagree. I think that the only thing Joe Biden has going for him right now is that people are really busy getting back to life and going to some events that they had to postpone. For example, weddings, you know, concerts. I think that that is his one saving grace, is that people are turning off the news and living their lives. If people have all day to focus on Joe Biden, this is what they're going to find. They're going to find him talking nonsense. This is what he said yesterday. I believe yesterday was November 29th. Take a listen to how he signed off with the press, cut 19.
So thank you, and God bless our troops. And I hope you all have, I'll be speaking before them, but a Merry Christmas as we approach it.
Honestly, it kind of makes sense if he wouldn't be speaking before then. Like, I wouldn't even be shocked if he said, you know, I was thinking about this yesterday, Jared. I said to Taylor, it's a weird concept that, like, we're in radio and we work longer hours than the president of the United States.
Right?
Like, most of my friends work significantly harder and longer hours than the guy who's in control of the country. He took the full 5 days for the Thanksgiving break. I don't know any adults really who did that. pretty unbelievable stuff. All right, we'll be back. We're going to talk about this virus. We're also going to give you an update on New Zealand. They're able to finally use the bathrooms in their friends' homes. Time to celebrate.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
One of my texters just pointed out that Joe Biden must have gone off teleprompter there when he said Merry Christmas. Because if had he had been reading from his friend the teleprompter, it would have said Happy Holidays.
I believe that was just the devout Catholic in Joe Biden.
Oh, you can't.
Punching its way through the fog of everything about Joe Biden.
You're right. You're totally right. He is such a devout Catholic that even if he tries his best, he's still going to say Merry Christmas. I do want to talk a little bit about Joe Biden here. I have tons of sound from him. And I know this is one of those things that some people love it, some people hate it. I really only play the sound that I think you need to hear to understand the steep decline that this man is in. I don't take it lightly. I think it's very, very concerning. And I actually think it would be a dereliction of my own duty if I did not show you what we're dealing with. And the first one I want to say is kind of a fun new take on COVID. I had heard a lot about these masks. We've gone back and forth forever. You know, Fauci said masks are good. No, they're not. They work. No, they don't. They can't stop the droplets. So, you know, my head is spinning on what to think about masks. At what point, Jared, if you remember this, you were actually kind of considered a selfish person if you wore a mask, because the implication was you took that away from a healthcare worker who really needed it.
Right. That's why Dr. Fauci put you at risk at the beginning of this pandemic and told you not to get a mask specifically so that way he could save them for the frontline workers.
Yes. And then it changed. And now if you don't wear a mask, like Eric Swalwell was tweeting about it, how he's fed up. He has no more patience for these anti-vaxxer, anti-maskers. So the mask thing has changed a lot. But then we heard that as long as you had your mask on, you could take it off while you were eating and while you were drinking. And of course, there's always going to be selfish, horrible people like myself who take advantage of that, go on an airplane and hold up a bag of Cheez-Its close to their face for the whole 2 hours until they get to Florida. The flight attendants quickly caught on to that. Last time I was on an airplane, they might as well have said Grace Curley, because they said you have to eat quickly and then put your mask back on. You cannot have your mask off and take sips of your drink throughout the course of the flight.
You got to chug? Is that what they're telling you?
And I thought, damn, they're on to me. They're on to me. But I didn't know there was a third option. So I knew you could take it off if you had like a health reason, like Howie. I think he's got like asthma or something. You could take it off if you were eating or drinking. But there's another reason you can take it off. And Joe explained that to us yesterday.
I encourage everyone to wear a mask when they're indoors in a crowded circumstance like we are right now. And unless you're eating or speaking at a microphone.
Ding, ding, ding. Speaking into a microphone, Jared, do you know what this means?
This means we are free from masks.
This means I'm going to need a cordless microphone for my next flight.
Get one of the headset mics.
Yes, like Britney Spears.
Yes.
And I could go on to the plane and just talk into that and I would be good to go.
Sorry, I'm doing my social justice podcast. I can't put my mask on. Anyway.
The President of the United States told me that if it was a historic day, or if I was speaking into a microphone, or if I was eating, I could take my mask off. Well, isn't that nice to know?
Now, I have to know, is this an omnidirectional? Is it a unidirectional microphone? Is it ribbon? Like, how are all microphones fine, or what?
Do they have to have, like, a special something in them that's repelling the virus? I don't
know. Exactly. Is it the Omicron waves?
These are all such good questions. And I'm not a doctor, Jared. I don't even play one on TV like Dr. Fauci. I really don't have the answers for you. But something else odd happened. So we have that. I would consider that good news. It's one for the good guys. One for the good guys who happen to have access to a microphone, which
and
I do.
Technically, your phone is a microphone. You can record on it. So really, if you're on your phone, that counts as a microphone. You don't need to wear a mask there. So...
See, these are called loopholes. And we are finding them as time goes on here. And something else odd happened. Today, Joe Biden was signing something. And, you know, if he doesn't need to know what he's signing, I don't really feel like I need to know what he's signing. And he had no idea. He started to read it a little bit. And then he immediately thought, this is a bad idea. I sympathize with him a little bit. And here's why. Everyone's been following this show pretty much since we started in January. And occasionally I'll get a story and I really like it. And then I realize it's by a fancy, fancy writer and they have all these words that I wasn't ready to say on the air. And I go, ooh, maybe I shouldn't have started this story. That was Joe Biden reading this bill that he's about to sign into legislation. Let's play Joe Biden starting and then fading out.
All right. Here we go. Amend title. Well, I'm not going to read it all. We'll just sign it. All right.
He's like, what is it? Am I shutting down a pipeline? What's happening here? It can't be that bad, right? Couldn't get any worse.
A declaration of, well, whatever.
You know the thing. Yeah, so that was Joe Biden doing something very important, as you could tell by how seriously he was taking it. And the last part of the Joe Biden, I don't even know what it was, signing that I wanted to mention was he had all of these senators around him, and they're all awkward too. I mean, it's just everyone there is awkward, and he's making jokes, I guess, but no one really understands what he's saying. He takes his mask off to talk to people, then puts it back on when he's in the same spot. The whole thing is chaotic. But something amazing happened. He looks like he's about to start talking to people and taking questions, and he pulls his mask out like this to talk. And then the White House decides to mute the feed, and they're in this new habit now of playing music over. I don't think they play it in the place because that would be so bizarre, but they play it on the feed so that you can't hear what people are asking him. And they try to drown him out. And their choice of music is getting weirder and weirder. At first, it was like this elevator jazz music. Listen to today's choice.
Well, I tell you what, whatever she tells me she's going to do, I just say yes.
We served together when we were lieutenants.
Oh, oh great.
I know it's God Bless America, but why does it sound so sad?
They were very waltzy today, even when he came in on the... Oh, speaking of the White House YouTube channel, did you notice the dislikes count is gone?
So I came into the green room today and Taylor and Jared were, you know, all excited about something to do with the dislike. I did hear this story, and the way that YouTube, I believe, is trying to frame it is that it hurts people's feelings to have the dislike button and they want to eliminate the bullying. So they're going to eliminate the dislike. What is your take on it, Jared? Give us the Jared truth.
The absolute take is that the White House doesn't like to see that there are 65 likes and 4,000 dislikes.
And like 20 viewers.
Yeah, at any given time.
It's essentially like being ratioed on Twitter, but it's being ratioed by likes.
Yeah, so now what ended up happening is we noticed this. We're like, oh, is this just the White House feed? Or the White House channel, I guess. So we went to every different channel, some small, some big, and they all just have a thumbs up with a count and then the word dislike with the thumb down. And even when you press on that, you don't get the dislike number. So what Taylor had to do, he actually had to go and download an extension to basically reinstall the dislike count.
We like to know how many people are disliking Joe Biden videos.
And there's a lot.
Because I know that if I turn on Brian Stelter, if I turn on Joy Reid, they're loving Joe Biden. They think he's doing a fabulous job. In fact, Brian Stelter was struggling to figure out why people have soured on Joe. He was actually quoting another writer, Jonathan Chait. Let's listen to this, cut 11.
As Jonathan Chait wrote in this New York Magazine cover story, nobody can ascertain exactly why the public has turned so sour so fast.
I can.
He said Biden is like a patient wasting away from undiagnosable disease.
Oh, do they hear themselves? They have to hear that, right?
I agree with that second part, sir.
They have to hear that. It's like, come on, guys. Come on, man.
I've pointed this out before, but you can always tell when they know they're lying because they always stumble.
Yes.
It's like they're almost reading to the point where I can't say that.
Right. I can't say this themselves. On the air.
Like, I can't do this, but then they have to follow through on it.
But I like how it's this big mystery. No one can figure out why he has such a low approval rating. These people that can't figure it out, have they ever been to a gas pump? Have they ever been to a grocery store? Have they ever turned on the news? And I don't mean CNN. I don't mean airport news. I mean the actual news, maybe the local news even. It's not hard to figure out why people have soured on Joe Biden if you have eyes and a pulse, which clearly no one at CNN does. All right, now there's something else here. And the reason I'm kind of running through these pretty quick is we do have Toby Leary coming on at 2 o'clock. So get ready to call in with your 2A Tuesday questions. But there's so much news out there. And sometimes we get so focused on what's happening here in America that I don't pay attention to all the craziness as much that's going on in Australia and New Zealand. But over the weekends, Jared, when I'm kind of off the clock, I do notice that when people approach me, like family and friends, and they want to talk current events, which happens pretty often, a lot of people bring up New Zealand and Australia. A lot of people say, what's happening over there? I mean, you're hearing about these camps. You're seeing these videos of cops arresting people. It feels like an episode of Black Mirror, and you're seeing it all over social media.
Yeah, that's the dry run for America, everybody. If we don't stand up, that's what's coming.
Yeah, well, people point that out about, I believe it's Australia. They say this is what happens when you let the government take your guns away. And maybe we'll talk to Toby about that. But the Prime Minister of New Zealand was on TV, and she's really gathered a reputation. At first, she was like the hero. Everyone was like, every country should have a female running it because look how great they're doing, blah, blah, blah. And since then, she's had a little bit of a fall from grace. I don't think people in New Zealand are that pleased with her. But listen to her latest update. This is really good news for people in New Zealand. I'm sure they'll be thrilled. Let's play it.
And importantly, because I know this is a question many Aucklanders have, you can now see family and friends again in their homes and use the bathroom inside. Luxury.
Is she mocking people? I'm not. I'm having trouble understanding what that tone is.
Yeah, maybe that's some cheeky kind of sense of humor thing they have down there that I don't get tone, but...
Luxury. She sounds like the lady, the guy who used to narrate the most expensive homes.
Oh, Robin Leach?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, now there's one other story I did want to get to here. This is really quick. Fox News was reporting, we've been hearing a lot about shortages with presents, things coming over from China, grocery store shortages, chip shortages, not chips like potato chips, the chips that you use in, you know, cars and some restaurant service products. But there's also another shortage that people aren't really talking about, and I think it's important, especially as Joe Biden pointed out, we're heading into the Christmas season. Let's play cut 18.
Thanks to a growing shortage of Santas, HireSanta.com reports a 10% decrease in Santas this year versus a year ago, despite a 121% increase in demand.
The reason I wanted to play this is because I was at the mall a couple weeks ago looking for a pair of shoes. I've talked about this before. It was bleak. I hate the mall. But I was there late at night, and I actually walked across an area where the Santa throne was being set up, and it was like I saw the meeting, the pre-meeting before it opened of the Santa and the elves, but they were all in their regular pedestrian clothing. Very strange. You know, it was just a weird thing to see them not in their Santa garb, and they're all like, you know, they're all figuring out the plan, and the woman saying, so when the kids come up and the parents ask, make sure you do this. And so I called my mom and I said, Mom, they're all meeting here. It's like a little Santa's workshop. And she said, there's actually a shortage of Santas right now. And I thought that was interesting. It's like you don't think about all the industries that are suffering. But that wouldn't be one I would think, because it seems like a pretty cushy job. You get to sit the entire time. Makes me think of George Costanza with the security guard. You're literally sitting on a huge comfy chair the whole time. What's not to love? But I guess they're having trouble. Every industry right now is hurting, even ones you wouldn't think of. It's true what they say, a perfect smile is change your smile, change your life. I saw the change with Hallie and with the mailroom manager. Many people walk around not smiling because they aren't happy with their teeth. It's amazing to watch their testimonial videos at perfectsmiles.com. You will be shocked to see just how much people's attitudes change when they change their smiles because they're a lot happier. They're a lot more confident. People put this off for so long and you really shouldn't because the second you change it, you're going to say, oh, I wish I had done this sooner. And there's no better place to go than Perfect Smiles. Dr. Houghton really is an artist. If you don't believe me, you can go to perfectsmiles.com, check out the video testimonials yourself, watch all of them, or you could just tune in to Howie's show after mine and check out his smile on the Rumble Cam. He has beautiful teeth, constantly getting compliments. So Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire. Parking is free and the staff is warm and welcoming. If you've been wanting to upgrade your look for years, contact them today and look at their video testimonials. Go to perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Grace Curley, she's working for you.
I'm like Bette Midler and for the boys. I've got to keep the troops entertained.
Nearly 150 days ago, the president said we were closer than ever to declaring independence from the virus. Now we see this new COVID variant. How much of a challenge does this pose for the president?
Well, we mentioned those travel restrictions earlier. We know that New York's governor has declared a state of emergency. We saw the markets take a nosedive on Friday, all because of the Omicron variant. So I would say that this poses a significant challenge to the Biden administration, particularly on the economic front.
Now, here's the part about this Omicron that I'm noticing is that there's a group of people in this country that are worried that Omicron is going to lead to government overreach even more so than we've already had. It's going to shut us down again. It's going to lock down our businesses. It's going to, obstruct our lives and the things we do. And then there's another group of people that are worried this is going to hurt Joe Biden's political aspirations and hurt his agenda. Where's the group of people who are worried about Omicron? You know, we have two different groups. One's worried about, oh God, are they going to ruin our lives again for the umpteenth time? And the other group is saying, oh, this might not go well for Joe. He's already hurting a lot. All right, let's make a compromise. You know, you guys don't want Joe to be in danger politically, which, by the way, that ship has sailed. And we don't want to lock down again. So let's find a middle ground.
How about no variant? How about that one?
No, I think it went from new to G to Omicron. No, it's got to be. That's way down the list. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Kathy Ireland Gem Spa Jewelry Cleaning System. The Kathy Ireland Gem Spa will clean your jewelry better than a jewelry store. Save $20 and get free shipping by going to Bellmans.com/grace. That's Bellmans.com/grace. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you think Chris Cuomo will be fired?
Yeah, his tone when he was doing his, I had a great Thanksgiving with my family, I'm so grateful.
That was very stilted and awkward and
sort of
formality type of.
Yeah, and the fact that there was blue check marks coming out saying, you know, it's the end of the line for him. I do think it's time. I think the sun is setting on Chris Cuomo's CNN career.
31% of the audience agrees with you. They say, yes, he will be fired.
The only thing I disagree with Joe Borelli is, while sure, does Chris Cuomo have high ratings compared to like Tucker Carlson? No. But compared to the other people at CNN, yeah, he does. He's a big ratings get for them in some ways. Whether he can sustain that when he's, you know, trying to avoid talking about the news on a news show remains to be seen. There's one other thing I wanted to hit really quick here. New York Magazine is producing a book of essays on AOC's greatness. Among them, there's an essay on the role that her beauty plays in her public perception. There's an analysis of her social media greatest hits. And there's an essay on her rare authenticity.
Seems more like a flyer than a book.
Didn't they already have a Netflix documentary about her, too? How much more can we take? Just elect her to be president. Get it over with. 844-500-4242. All right, we do have Toby Leary coming up next from Cape Gunworks. He's going to answer all of your gun questions, all of your Second Amendment questions, ammo questions, whatever it is, Toby Leary can answer it. So call in or text in 844-500-4242. Let's get full lines for Toby Leary coming up next.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like, dumb.